Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Ball emoji, purple pickle.
There we go. The old eggplant. Hour three. The last hour of the week.
Oh, whoa.
Kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Going to start in college football. Ohio State, crazy story here. They're going to ban a massage therapist for inappropriate behavior targeting the football team. What about this?
What a brilliant move by me, Cam.
Yes.
Just across the board. I told you, locked in the Kings last night, +9.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson Allen, out. Kyle Anderson, out. Ooh. Brooks, out. Clark, out. Jaren Jackson Jr., out. Morant, nice. Out. Valanciunas, out.
Wow.
Let's go. Should have locked in the +390 money line, but I didn't mess with that. Let's go. So what we have, Ohio State trainer.
Yeah, massage therapist.
Targeting Ohio State players, they said, right?
Yeah, that was the word that was used. They did an independent investigation.
So what was she doing?
It just said she engaged in inappropriate and exploitative behavior, targeting, members of the Buckeyes football team.
So, like, what does it say, like, what she would
it,
do?
It does say, like, free therapeutic massages to certain members.
So she was just going around offering, like, hey, I'll give you a massage?
It does say means to initiate sexual interactions with some of the football student athletes.
So she was doing the reverse to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And then what was really interesting, she was demanding payment. She was, like, offering and then being like, hey, you got to pay me now, I guess. Like,
also, she was servicing them and then trying to say, hey, I need $50.
Like, I guess, yeah, throwing a little extra or whatever for, past the what she was actually doing for the massages. So, yeah, this
was
occurred.
Was it just for that, or was it just, like, blackmailing them saying she'll tell?
I don't know on that one. Doesn't specifically say. It just does
Either
say
way.
That she was, basically just asking
I
for
feel
money
like that was
afterwards.
A little bit of it was she was probably trying to halfway blackmail, halfway also get paid. And
yeah, there.
Because, I mean, I don't feel like you could do this as a student.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like as a athlete, there are rules against it probably. Like, you're probably not supposed to be having sex with the training staff. Like, I remember, Golden Tate got in trouble here for allegedly having sex with, like, one of the, like, tutors or, like, one of the academic advisors. Remember her?
Yeah.
And, like, they got in trouble, too. Like, I just feel like you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. It started in 2018. They said just like via social media. I guess she was just DMing students, football student athletes on Instagram,
here.
Whatever, right? And then apparently they said in total 34 football players had knowledge of the massage therapist, with 20 receiving massages and only 5 football players acknowledging during the interview that they engaged in sexual activities with her. So there was a few. Yeah, kind of crazy. Don't you really see this a lot with football athletes, do you? With like massage therapists, anything like that. So kind of crazy. Moving on, NFL. Apparently teams making changes to voluntary workouts with players' little input, with players' influence. NFLPA officials told ESPN this week that one of the tangible results of the dispute with the league and the teams over pretty much off-season workouts, players showing up or whatever, they do want to see more player input impact on that a little bit. So I'd say this is fair for the, workouts, voluntary workouts, all that stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. When do...
So they pretty much bullied the league to be like, hey,
here's
what we're going to do.
Because none of the players were saying they're going to show up, essentially. Like, what? I feel like it was like, what, one or two teams who said they're going to show up to the first workouts, and pretty much everybody else was like, no, not showing up. So, interesting there. We mentioned Dwight Howard, John, by the way, 16th technical. He is suspended for a game. Yeah.
Well,
how it goes. Luca's still on 15, I'm assuming. Is he piped
Luca
it down a little bit?
He's not going to get another one, so he probably won't.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Man of his word.
Right. A little tough, you know. Complain to these refs a little bit. Things get pretty heated. Things get a little ugly. Wanted to bring up, we brought up the Kings a little bit, but what do you make, man? NBA, what, tying a record now, 15 straight years, not making the postseason another year.
Who?
Not making the
Sacramento?
Playoffs. Sacramento. Yeah.
That's a really bad drought in the NBA, man.
Yeah,
like,
Over half the turnover is so different.
Over half the teams in the league make the playoffs.
Especially with the playing games. Couldn't even get in the playing
game. I mean, yeah, the last 2 years there's been like some type of playing game you couldn't get in. That's tough.
Yeah.
It's really just a testament to how bad the Maloofs were, how bad Vlade Divac is. Just bad.
Mm-hmm. Luke Walton, expect him to get fired after this year?
Man, it'd be hard not to, right? I mean, like, that's a part of the problem, though, in Sacramento. They just keep recycling coaches. Like, they had Mike Malone, who I think has proven he's a pretty good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I know you could say, well, yeah, he's a good coach at Denver because he has Nikola Jokic. But, like, Mike Malone was, like, the one guy that was getting across to Boogie. Like, maybe if you'd have kept him, maybe you could have had an actual star. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably got to give Luke Walton one more year. I mean, they're just a bad franchise. Like I don't want to make this about the Hawks, and I'm not going to make it about the Hawks, but I will say, look no further than they let Bogdan Bogdanovic leave for nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was just match his $72 million, and they could have kept him. And like, or you know, you could keep him and trade him, and like get something for him. But instead, they got nothing in return for him. Nothing at all. They just let him walk. And, like, I mean, he's been pretty damn good at the Hawks. I think he's shooting, like, what, 48% from three since the All-Star break or something crazy like that? Yeah. He's really, really good. And they chose Buddy Hield, you know, giving Buddy Hield $100 million instead of him. And newsflash, they're not in the same planet. Bogdan's a lot better than Buddy Hield. And it's just like, that's just an example of how incompetently they are ran. Again, I'm not making it about the Hawks, but I'm just saying. You let a guy go at shooting 44% from three this year. And again, his last 10 games shooting 49% from three while scoring 21 points a game. Like, you let him go for nothing. You don't do that in the NBA.
No. Got to get some sort of asset.
You at least get a trade exception back.
Then again, I think, like, if you do
get second round pick, get something.
If you do get something back, like, is it going to make that much of a difference? Like you said, they're just bad. I feel like it doesn't matter who comes through.
That's just a sign of how bad they are. Like, it does, like, even if they got, you know, minimal compensation back. It's like, hey, at least he did something. Yeah.
Get something.
Yeah.
They should have kept him and traded Buddy Hield, but either way, that's a different discussion. Like, if Bogey wanted to leave, that's fine, but like, you get something in return. Mm-hmm. Bad teams don't. They're just a poorly ran organization.
They are.
And it's not the only example. Like, if that was the only thing they've done wrong, I would say, okay, maybe I'm reaching, but like, they've messed up a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to not make the playoffs in 15 years.
Been probably the least, them in Minnesota, least.
Yeah, Minnesota's made it, what, once in the last 15 years? I mean, I'd say Minnesota.
That was a team, Jimmy Butler. I mean,
they had the 1 year
they
snuck
in
as the eight seed.
Right.
They had to win a play game against the Nuggets. They had a tie the last game of the season, had to beat them.
Yep.
I think the Nuggets have beaten them 9 straight times since then or something crazy.
Really?
Like that, like 10 straight times. I saw, like, the Nuggets haven't lost to Minnesota since that game.
Wow. That's crazy. Makes sense, though.
But Jokic on his Michael Jordan meme, I took that personally.
Minnesota's been pretty terrible since then. Yeah. What do we make of the Vikings trading former first-round pick Mike Hughes to the Chiefs? What the hell's going on here? All these teams just going to trade everybody to the Chiefs? What are we doing? Yeah. Did they not see? Like, what's going on here? Like, I'm sure somebody else called about Mike Hughes. But, like, they just keep just giving this team assets. Like, I don't know how great Mike Hughes is going to be, but he was a former first-round pick. Could be an asset at the end of the day.
I mean,
so what the
hell's
going on
risk,
here? What are we doing?
High reward possibility for the Chiefs. So, yeah, it's
I just don't – I don't understand what teams are doing. Let's just keep giving good players to the team that's already really good, that's been in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. This makes no sense. either way. Like, is there something to that a little bit? Like, wouldn't you be like, hey, maybe not trade him to the Chiefs of all teams?
I mean, I would, but you also get yourself in trouble that way.
How's that?
Well, I mean, like, Greg Popovich famously refused to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers. And if he had traded Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers, yeah, it sucks. He would have been in your conference, but you could have gotten Brandon Ingram back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram and Lonzo. Like, I know they're neither one, or I know Lonzo's not great. He's fine. Brandon Ingram's pretty good, though. Like, would you rather have Brandon Ingram right now if you're the Spurs building, or would you rather have DeMar DeRozan?
Brandon Ingram.
But Popovich's like, I'm not trading to the Lakers no matter what. And he cost himself a better deal. It's not like the Spurs have been competing with the Lakers in terms of trying to make the championship. Like, no. Who was this traded with?
Vikings. Chiefs Vikings.
Well, the Vikings aren't obviously chasing the Chiefs. Like, the Ravens doing it's one thing because they feel like they're close.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be like the Suns trading with the Lakers as they're trying to beat them. But sometimes you just got to take the best deal for yourself. If you think it's genuinely making your team better, sometimes you have to do that. I don't want to go on another fantasy rant about how people won't trade with certain people. I'm like, look, bro, I know I'm your competition, but it's making your team better too.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, they think Mike Hughes isn't going to be worth it or whatever. I mean, obviously, if they're trading them, I guess, but still.
This guy isn't like a difference or like a game changer, a league changer. Like, he's not all of a sudden the Kansas City odds aren't changing to win the Super Bowl. But,
no,
like,
but I mean,
you just don't want to help him, like, get, like, them trading him Orlando Brown, that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I do give the Ravens credit because they tried to make their team better. They thought this is the best we could do. We'll take this first-round pick, and it'll be better for us.
We'll see how it works out. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, you brought him up. Tony Busby, again, the attorney for the 22 women suing Deshaun Watson, apparently he expressed concern on Wednesday over how the National Football League is apparently handling the investigation. He said some of the women did not feel like they were being respected during the first three meetings with the NFL investigators, which he told Fox led to him attending a fourth meeting between the league's investigation group and his clients. So, anything to make of this? The NFL not apparently showing respect in this situation? Is this any big deal here?
I don't know.
I feel like they're just trying to get everything, all the facts right at this point. I don't know. Still a little bit of a sicky situation, but I guess it has gone quiet a little bit.
We haven't heard much about it. We haven't heard much about it lately.
Yep.
Other than, like, this, you know, basically them saying, hey, there's not going to be a settlement, so.
Yep. So.
We'll see. I still don't think Deshaun Watson's going to play football this year.
Yeah. At this point, not very likely. And don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but, Missouri became the 16th state to pass the NIL bill. Of course, Tennessee passed it, earlier this week. So, we now have quite a few SEC states: Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, Georgia, and Florida. Louisiana, well on their way too. So, a lot of push for this, John. It's starting to pick up some traction. We're getting more and more states hopping on board. No surprise. And then, big other than the baseball's going on tonight. We have also the 25th season of WNBA tips off tonight.
Woo!
Who's excited?
Surprised Hayden didn't call in to tell his take on how excited
I know.
He was
I was
for this
a little bit surprised,
season,
but 25th season
I'm
coming tonight.
I'm probably going to get emotional the first time they announce Candace Parker returning back home.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
To Chicago, homecoming.
Yeah. How about that?
She's ready to go. I already missed her on Tuesday. She wasn't on the TNT show on Tuesday night because she had a preseason game. I already missed her. We need her back.
Also going to be the debut of Renee Davis in the WNBA
I don't really have a connection to her.
Minnesota Lynx.
I mean, good for her. I don't really have a connection to her. No offense.
Yeah, just saying. You know, another ball for life.
Sure. I mean, can we do us a favor and not talk about her? I'm talking about Candace Parker. That seems like a different. It seems like there's levels to this.
I was just okay.
Seems like there's levels.
Go ahead.
It's like if I was talking about Peyton Manning and you start telling me what Jarrett Garantano is doing.
It's not that bad. I mean, Renee made it to the league at least. JG has not even done anything, really.
Candace Parker's, you're right. Candace Parker's more of a legend than Peyton Manning.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I because people are stupid, but, I mean, she won championships here.
Yeah. She did.
She means more to Tennessee, you know, on a championship level, at the collegiate level.
How many WNBA championships does she have? One, right? Or does she have two?
I think she has one.
Okay. Yeah.
Gold medal. Peyton Manning got a gold medal. Does he? Did I miss Peyton Manning's gold medal?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Okay.
Just bite your tongue.
All I did was bring up Renaya. I'm just trying to give a little shout-out to our girl Renaya.
Shout-out
to Renaya.
Well, give a shout-out to every Lady Ball that's in the league then.
I have the list. Hold on.
Do you have the list or not? Give them a shout-out.
Shakina Strickland.
Playing where?
Atlanta Dream.
Shout-out to her.
Yep. Okay. We have Diamond DeShields.
Mm-hmm. Playing where?
Chicago Sky. With Candace.
Shout out to her.
To former Vols.
She was talking about how she was Chicago super Sky. Pumped to have Candace there.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Growing up. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I don't remember Isabel Harrison.
I remember her.
Okay.
I don't remember that name.
She's a big girl, right? Yeah. Like, not a big girl, but like, yeah, post player.
Yep.
I remember her.
She plays for the Dallas Wings.
She was pretty. Wasn't she dating one of the football players? Wasn't she?
Maybe.
Or she was dating another athlete, I thought, like another famous athlete. Anyways, keep going.
And
I don't
obviously,
mean to diminish her down to just who she dated in high
school. I was
school,
about to say,
or college,
you know.
I just remember, like, I remember her.
Like I said, Renaya with the Lynx. We also have Sierra Burdick. Burdick? Right?
Shout out to her.
Yeah. With the Phoenix Mercury.
A little bit faster, please.
And wait, last one, Mercedes Russell with the Seattle Storm.
Well represented.
Okay.
Not bad, huh?
Good batch of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, which one of you want the floor, Draven or Cam? I'm a little focused on the baseball game, so you guys could carry the last little bit of the show.
Oh, really? You getting a little hyped up, feeling that energy?
Yeah, and then you were talking about Scream during the break, so now I was talking about Matthew Lillard, and I'm going to look through Matthew Lillard's IMDb, because you guys feel it's his best movie, and I feel very confident that it is. Although he was in The Descendants, not a big role, but The Descendants was a good movie. You ever seen that?
No, I have not.
George Clooney. He's like inheriting, like his whole family's like inheriting like this island in like Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And they all want to sell it. And George is like, no. I don't know. It was a good movie. Him and Aaron.
Can't forget about Without a Paddle, man.
Him and Aaron Rodgers' wife or fiance. I guess they're not married yet.
You've seen Without a Paddle.
Yeah, I've seen Without a Paddle. I mean,
it's a good movie.
It's fine. it's fine. I would take Scooby-Doo over it.
Scooby-Doo.
Right. We'd take Scooby-Doo over Without a Paddle. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say he is a perfect Shaggy. That is about as good as you can do for Shaggy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did nail the casting there. It's kind of a sad thing to go through his IMDb. There's not a
great list there.
Trouble with the Curve. I mean, he was kind of not really a.
I didn't really watch Trouble with the Curve.
Really?
That was that a
baseball
Clint Eastwood movie?
Yep.
I don't really watch Clint Eastwood movies, to be honest.
That's surprising. I thought you'd be a big Clint
I mean, like, the old, like, Westerns, yeah, sure, I grew up watching them, but, like, I've never seen Gran Torino either.
Mm.
Or Million Dollar Baby.
No, I've seen that.
I did watch, I know what happens at the end of Million Dollar Baby, so I never wanted to watch it. I mean, I guess I did watch Richard Jewell. I did watch that one because Hayden.
I was about to say, it's Hayden's movie, ain't it?
Yeah, and I do what my friends asked. So you guys got the floor. You guys talk about whatever you want. Oh, speaking of which, he wasn't. She's All That. She's All That might be his second best movie.
Mm.
He plays a great jerk in that movie. You know, we're talking about the bet. He finds out it's a bet.
Yeah.
Said all it was to you, a stupid bet. But Freddie Prinze Jr., his girlfriend goes on spring break and leaves him for the guy off the Real World, and it's him.
Oof.
He comes to the party wearing a real bright silver shirt and does this dance. Give it to me, baby. Cam, the floor is yours.
Okay.
What you got, Cam?
You see this nonsense with the, I'm having a real trouble determining which Paul brother is which. I'm really bad at this. But one of them was fighting Gronkowski's brothers. Did you see that? I think it was Logan.
What do you mean fighting them? Just like,
or just
they're
like,
going to box? Like they're going to box?
It's not like an official boxing match, but like I think they like got together.
Sparring.
To do stuff. Sparring. And apparently he was whooping all of them. And Gronkowski kept like breaking up the fights. Because Logan was...
Here's what I'll say. Logan's the good one, right?
I think Jake's the good one.
Okay, yeah. Jake's the good one. We got to quit trying Jake. Jake's a killer out
here.
Are
you buying into it?
Yeah,
no, don't do that,
Jake's
man.
Jake's not going to beat a box, like a real, like, actual, like, good boxer, but Jake's going to beat everybody else.
What are you talking about?
Jake is going to go around beating everyone else's ass. He's a big guy, and he is a trained boxer.
What makes you think this?
His undefeated record.
Him taking the hat and
running
away?
That was Logan.
No, that was Jake that took the hat and ran away.
Jake took the hat. Logan
was
fighting Floyd.
But Jake was there trolling Floyd.
Jake's not the one that took the hat.
I'm pretty sure it was Jake Paul who took the hat.
Jake was there like in all black, wasn't he? I thought he was there like in a black long-sleeve shirt. I thought Jake Paul
steals Floyd Mayweather's hat at pre-fight. It was Jake Paul, I'm telling you. It was Jake. It's he even got a tattoo that says, took your hat, or took your cap.
Is he the good one or is he the bad one?
He's the one that knocked out Nate Robinson and beat Ben Askren. Yes.
He was the one that took the hat?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did he take the hat? He was fighting the other one.
That's what everybody was kind of wondering.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
Well, I think to set it up that if Floyd beats, you know, Logan, that they could, you know, be like, all right, I got to avenge my brother and go fight
Floyd.
Yeah,
sure. Which, I mean, Floyd also said he'd fight both of them the same night. Canelo also said that. Like,
yeah.
I guess he probably have a better chance against Floyd just because Floyd doesn't have as much knockout power and also has been retired for a couple years, but...
Yeah. And the size is a thing. Like that is the thing with Jake is like he's fighting these smaller guys that wouldn't be in his weight class normally. He's trained. He's fighting guys that aren't really trained in boxing.
That's what I'm saying. We got to try him because he will beat these other people. He's not gonna beat Floyd Mayweather. Obviously, he's not gonna do that. He's not gonna win that fight. But like all these other like Gronkowski's brothers, he's gonna beat Gronkowski's brothers up. Are they boxing or just fighting?
In the clips, it looks like they're boxing. I mean,
right? Like maybe they're like just fighting. Like, hey, we're on the street. Like MMA guys will take him down, like choke him out.
Yeah.
But like if they're boxing and like that's it, like he's gonna keep winning, and people are gonna keep getting mad because they want to see him lose, and he's not gonna lose.
But let's not act like he's a killer just because he's beating up
he's
on.
He's knocking the hell out of these people. He knocked out that Ben Askren guy in one round.
It was all fake.
That wasn't fake.
Fabricated.
That guy got knocked out.
Fabricated. And then he was walking away smiling afterwards, Askren was.
What else was he going to do? Cry about it? It looked even more embarrassing
to cry
after. He looked
a little disappointed the fact that you just got embarrassed in front of millions and millions of people. The fact that everybody thought you weren't going to get beat by some YouTube guy.
Not everybody didn't think that. Jake Paul was a favorite. Jake Paul was favorite over him.
Whatever. Killer. Come on.
He knocked your ass out.
Yeah, sure, fine. He's been training
years. That's the point. He's knocking out the Gronkowski.
Doesn't make him a killer. Doesn't make him some absolute undefeated champ here. Killer. Easy with the words.
He's killing people. He's killing people.
Congrats. You're beating up on, what was it, Glenn Gronkowski? Like, what are we talking about here?
You're the one that brought it up.
Come on. I guess this is Logan, though, right, that's doing all this.
Yeah, Logan, this the brother. Logan, the one that's going to fight Floyd.
Logan's not as good.
Yeah.
He's also not as big, right?
I feel like he's taller, maybe. I don't know.
They're very confusing.
I really don't know which one's which.
I don't either.
I know that Jake's the good one, though. I thought Logan took the hat, but Jake is the more famous one, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
Is Jake the one that went to the suicide forest in Japan?
I'm pretty sure.
That was Logan.
What?
Oh, my god. I know for a fact that was Logan.
Logan's
that was
more
the
famous,
older.
Right?
Well, I mean,
so, wait, Logan's older than Jake?
Yes.
Logan's older, but Jake is better?
If I'm not mistaken, yes.
Which one was at WrestleMania?
I want to say that was Logan.
Logan.
This is so confusing. They need to just...
This is worse than the Kardashians.
Yeah,
I can at least somewhat keep... You got the big, tall, fat one. You got Kim. You got the one that's dating Scott Disick. I can keep up with them.
And they all at least look a little different enough that you can point them out.
Now Chloe's lost the weight. Now she's just the tall one. I gotta be honest though, I've never figured out the difference between the Jenners either. Besides Chris and Caitlyn, I got them.
You don't know Caitlyn versus Kylie?
No. I don't.
They look different enough for me. I got that.
Like, that's understandable. If you show me a picture of them, I'm not gonna be able to like pull one up and don't put the name on it. And,
okay.
I mean, it's gonna be a 50-50 chance of getting it right, but like,
right.
See if you can get them side by side. See if you can get a side by side with no picture. Current though. And I don't know like which one's which. Like Kylie, is she like the skin, like the makeup one, or
mm-hmm.
no?
Yeah.
So what does Kendall do? She just the model, or does she do anything?
She models, I think.
Which one was
it.
The Travis Scott? Was that Kylie?
Yes.
So is Kendall with Devin Booker, or is it both with Devin Booker?
Kendall was with Devin Booker.
They look so similar in this picture.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're like
the one on the right is the one that's probably the most normal one, right? Is that Kendall? Like, which one's the normal one, Kylie?
I mean, what's your definition of normal? I don't know if either of these girls have like, normal lives.
I feel the one on the left has had more done to her looks than the one on the right.
I would say you
is
are
Kylie on
mistaken
the left
on that one.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. No. Kylie. That's Kylie on the right. It's Kendall on the left.
That's Kendall on the left.
Kendall on the left, Kylie on the right.
Yeah, Kendall's
yes.
the skinnier one that just models.
Well, it's just a picture of their faces. Yeah. Like, they're blowing kisses.
I would say the biggest way to tell the difference is, like, Kylie kind of has, like, the fake
the
lips.
Yeah.
And a lot more.
So Kim K vibe.
Seems like, potentially.
So which one's the normal one?
I would say, again, one I mean, normal's
more,
a stretch.
More normal compared to the Kardashians.
I would say Kendall. That's, right.
Yeah, but I mean, both of them compared to the Kardashians to an extent, because, like, Kylie just kind of does her thing, has her makeup
business.
Yeah,
Kendall's more attractive. She's definitely had less work.
Yes, absolutely.
She Kendall's was the one with Travis with, Scott, and then, yeah,
Kendall's
the model.
Like
that
Devin
just,
Booker.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah. I'm not saying Kendall didn't have a lot of work done, but I'm just saying she had less work done, for sure.
I would agree.
Let's see what Kylie looks like. Yeah, you could definitely tell Callie's head works.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I'm surprised you couldn't tell those two different. I feel like that's been kind of a thing for a while.
That picture was too up close.
This picture was tough, yeah.
That picture's too up
close. Got you a tough one.
Okay. But I still can't really tell them apart. I can't tell the Pauls apart. I don't know what the hell's happening here.
Yeah, why is everybody just blending together? This is...
So Logan's older than Jake,
yes.
But Jake's a better fighter.
Yes.
So did Jake just have to come up fighting? Like,
what's
Jake? Why is Jake famous? Just for being his brother?
Pretty much. I kind of
like.
They did
YouTube videos together, maybe?
So he had to come up big. He had to find a gimmick then. He had to be the tough one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say
so.
So
Logan
yeah.
could get by on his fame, and Jake had to be like, hey, I'm going to be a fighter.
But Logan did have the whole Forrest incident situation.
Pretty much got him canceled, right? At least, like,
for a
little bit.
That's when he became the bad boy, though, right? He went to, like, this sacred Japanese suicide forest where a lot of people in Japan, or at least a part of Japan, would go and, like, hang themselves, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
it would
essentially what
suicide there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And he went there and had a video camera and posted it to all of his, like, teenage fans.
Yeah, and was, like, clowning it.
And there was, like, somebody hanging in the background, right? Like, have a video of someone actually hanging?
Yeah. And he's just kind of making fun of it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And then everyone's like, whoa. And that's when he lost, like, a bunch of sponsors. And that's kind of when they went down this sideshow path.
Honestly, pretty much.
That's what kind of sent them here, because I think they were like, okay, his name's kind of tarnished.
Well, yeah, they were just getting YouTube money. Like, they were just getting millions of views and, like, could have just lived off endorsements. But, I mean, I think a lot of their endorsers backed out, right, after that happened?
Yeah. So then they had to find something else to stay relevant.
I would say the same ones haven't. I'd say they had to find a different.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think these guys are hurting, obviously, with all these fights and everything.
Well, no, but
they found their way.
Well, yeah, but I think they're, I mean, I don't know how much money they'd be making without these, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are they doing anything else?
I mean, I want to still say they're doing, like, YouTube videos, but I feel like a lot of it's just like, hey, we're going to troll these fighters.
It's just like that.
Yeah, they're
going
they're
down
still
the street trying
to
fight
people.
Yeah,
exactly.
They just decided they could make a lot of money in the fight game, and they have.
Yeah.
Because people want to see them get knocked out, and they have to just be a hateable troll.
Did you see the one of Jake Paul's old neighbors kind of exposing him a little bit?
No.
You didn't see that? Basically, like, Jake Paul, after winning the fight over Askren, basically kind of talked about his upcoming, like how he had to work so hard for this, how he had to like...
That Jake Paul did?
Yeah, like he had to mow lawns and like earn his money or whatever, and he had a little rough...
I don't think mowing lawns is hard.
Basically what the guy said. Well, he was like, you lived in a rich neighborhood, you were mowing rich people's lawns, like that's what every kid that had money had to do, basically, like, basically exposed him completely. So
I mean, I'm not diminishing you if you're mowing yards, like I'm not saying that's all hard work, I'm just saying like if you're a kid, I don't know if you can... Act like you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps.
So it's like every kid kind of did that a little bit at least.
Yeah. Take 2 hours out of your day to go mow the yard. It's not necessarily pulling shifts out the factory to put food on the table.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's basically what he said.
As he's driving his dad's zero-turn lawnmower, knocking these out in 30 minutes. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Travis writes in saying at least Logan sold a stunner from Kevin Owens. I thought he was good at WrestleMania. Have you seen the video of him getting stunned at WrestleMania in the ring?
I actually have.
It was funny because usually when they bring on the celebrities, they let the celebrities get the get the rub. Mm-hmm. But instead, they pretty much knew like, hey, everyone hates Logan Paul. Let's let him get beat up.
Yeah.
And he was, to his credit, cool with it because he knows what to do to stay relevant and popular. He was a good sport.
Hmm. Okay.
So he's not necessarily the crazy one anymore. I guess it's Jake. Jake's the crazy one. I mean, the got your hat thing, I laughed at. Did you guys laugh at the got your hat? I got your hat. And then he ran. I mean, it was very middle school, but it was pretty funny.
I laughed because I was like, of course he's doing this. Like,
yeah, I mean, it made sense. But come on. It's just so silly, dude. Like, what are we doing?
Do you believe? Because let's face it. Is this not the biggest boxing match of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, honestly.
I mean, like, Wilder might fight so-and-so and, like, Lewis and...
Oh, we may get
or Joshua and Fury, I feel like most people probably are going to care more about the build-up of Logan Paul or Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather, this little triangle. Do you believe that Floyd Mayweather was actually mad?
No.
About the hat thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would get mad if somebody snatched my hat randomly.
You think he was mad? Draven, you say no. You think he was just playing along?
I just feel like this is all... I mean, doesn't it feel like a stunt, this whole thing?
Yeah, but I do think these guys could get under your skin. Like, I do think they're trolls, but I do think they're successful trolls. Like, I do think the people who are fighting them actually want to beat their ass.
Yeah.
Like Floyd probably thinks they're making a mockery of his sport, pretty much, a little bit.
Well, I think Floyd understands that, but Floyd probably appreciates the showmanship. But I'd say, Floyd... A part of him wants to shut these guys up. It wants to, like, embarrass them.
Yeah.
And also, like, Floyd just kept screaming about disrespect. And, like, Grandma Smiley's hat is disrespect. Mm-hmm. And Floyd was, like, screaming he's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, Floyd seemed mad, but Floyd is also someone who dabbled in WWE. He had a WrestleMania match against the Big Show. Like, he kind of understands how to sell things.
Yeah.
But when I was watching that, I was like, this is so ridiculous. But at the same time, I do feel like Floyd is actually mad.
Yeah.
Like, I do think Floyd's crew is mad.
I think it's a little bit of both, but yeah.
I do think they're actually mad at this kid. These kids are, like, disrespecting him.
I think they knew he was going to troll in some way, but I don't know if he necessarily knew he was going to do that, I feel like. And so when it happens, he's like, whoa, like, okay. Like.
But I actually think it's effective.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's a troll, but I think he's such a good troll that even when you know he's trolling, he's able to get under your skin.
This is so stupid. Like, we all know Floyd could kill Logan Paul, but he's not going to, John. You know why? Because as soon as one of these guys get knocked out, like you said, it's over. All that excitement, all the anticipation, it's over.
That's not necessarily
it's
true.
It's over.
No, not for Logan, because Logan's already lost.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's already lost. Now, Jake, on the other hand, once Jake loses, things change.
Yeah.
Especially if Jake gets embarrassed and gets knocked out, things change. Logan could just be the undercard fighter or like the guy that builds up guys to Jake or whatever. Like, he's trying to learn. He's not as good.
And he's going up against Floyd, which is just...
Which is obviously, so silly, obviously ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I think it is setting up for Jake to kind of come in and be like, all right, now I got to fight Floyd.
But I feel like they went too far too quickly.
I think so, too.
Like, I feel like Jake could keep knocking out these fringe athletes and, like, making millions of dollars, but instead, like, they're already getting into the Floyd game. They couldn't wait a couple years to get to Floyd.
They messed up on that one.
Yeah.
Which maybe Jake will be like, hey, I don't want to fight Floyd. Maybe he'll just keep, like, just trolling him.
I was going to say, they can't be doing this forever, right? Which also worries me. Like, is this going to be the sport now? Is any YouTuber going to see this and be like, hey, man, train for a couple months and get out there and I'm going to get
just
millions of dollars? Like,
random
why not?
Sports,
why not?
Do we not like it? I mean, I feel like Barstool sells those rough and rowdies. I feel like they sell a lot of those. We just, like, watch the people fight.
Yeah,
is that not it? Like, do we not just like watching people
fight?
No,
that's not what it is, because there's fights going on all the time and nobody's watching those.
I don't know, man.
Just the names.
I watched that video of that guy getting knocked out in the Rockies game about 10 times last night, and him going down like a swaying sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
I watched that one an awful lot. I like watching people fight.
Yeah.
Then why don't watch like a legit fight, like two guys that are actually well matched
because
with each other? Because there's no storyline, right?
Well, yes, I'm a big proponent of storylines,
right?
But also like... Good boxing is just sometimes too good. Sometimes it's too good. Like, I don't think the public really liked watching Floyd Mayweather fights because he was too good. Does that make sense? Like, I mean, like, he just never got touched.
Can't get hit, yeah.
He was just style porting you to death. Like, and like, I mean, he was the best.
How is making him, who's so much better than everybody else, going up against a worse more inexperienced guy make the situation any better, though?
I think this Floyd one's stupid. I think they shouldn't have done this. I think they should have kept fighting just scrubs and just let's see
just
big
keep
knockouts.
Building up,
yeah, like, let's just see knockouts. Let's see you beat up on some smaller people. Like, you know, him knocking out Nate Robinson was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't think they're going to be able to touch Floyd. And again, I think that's going to, like, hurt. It'll be a nice payday, but it'll probably hurt what they're doing overall. At least Logan. But that's like watching fights. Like Baron Ogle just, you know, seeing a fight out. If somebody was fighting outside, I'd stop the radio show right now and go outside and watch somebody fight. I want to see somebody, you know, punch each other. I got no shame in that.
You don't have to watch these Paul brothers. You can go down to, like, the Strip here in Knoxville.
Sure, I would.
On a Saturday
yeah,
night
I would.
Or
I would. I would
and just walk around. Yeah. I mean, if you really want to see a fight, like.
Now, the problem is, like, you know, sometimes those fights get broken up or it's just rolling around, but every now and then you'll see a good knockout.
I was about to say.
And you're like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
You get the juices flowing. I still remember downtown a couple years ago, somebody just got speared at Wagon Wheel. Just security came and just speared some man. No, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
Been a while since I've seen like a clean knockout in a bar, though.
Yeah.
You don't see those, too many of those, and those are a little bit scary in real life when you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit scarier in real life. Like, I probably would have been scared of that game if I saw a guy go down like a sack of potatoes. I'd have been like, whoa. Is he okay? I don't think I would have ran up on the guy like those other guys did.
Yeah.
I think I would have considered that guy to have cement for hands, and I would have left him alone.
Yeah. Dangerous.
You ever seen Friday? You want some of this too, old man? No. Nope. I do not. You get up here and leave this man alone, son. Don't you know no better? You want some of this too, old man? No. He was an old man for a reason. He had learned his lesson.
Uh-huh.
I would have left that man alone in the stands because he obviously didn't care. He walked up calmly to that guy and knocked him out one punch. Not going to mess with him.
Yeah.
Not going to do
the
that.
The calm ones are the problem. That's how you know they're about it, is if they walk up calm.
The fighter in the bathroom, how calm he just kind of
smiled before. He licked his hand. Cool.
Took his breath. Game on.
Yeah, don't fight that guy either. Don't fight that guy either. But I watched that video a lot, too.
Yeah.
I watched that video a lot, too. Last call on the other side. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program is brought to you by our phone line sponsors, the sponsors of the G3 Help Me Hotlines, the G3 Help Me team here in Knoxville. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III, or you can visit them online at g3helpme.com. Their number is 865-558-8030. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Cam, what do you got for us?
I got Cleveland woman.
Tennessee or Ohio?
Ohio.
Gotta be honest.
No! God, please, no! No!
Unless Baker Mayfield's back to Quickies in the Cheesecake parking lot.
Okay, guy that got a lot of gas.
Okay. Plastic bags, hopefully.
Oh, Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
Homer with 4 containers of gas burst into flames right after filling up at Florida gas station.
Was he in it?
Let's find out. A Hummer burst into flames late Wednesday morning right after firefighters say the driver filled up several gas cans in Citrus County. The Citrus County Fire Rescue crews were called to the South Alabama Avenue near West Grover Cleveland Boulevard just before 11 a.m. Wednesday for the fire. They got to the scene, and they found a 2004 Hummer H2 on fire.
My man needs gas. Like, those Hummers, they burn up the gas, man. He's like, hey, I can't even do my regular rounds of trips for a week without these 3 tanks of gas.
According to the spokesperson, the driver just filled up gas cans at Texaco Food Mart near the scene. Firefighters found 4 5-gallon containers filled with gasoline in the back of the Hummer. One person was injured but refused to be transported for treatment against medical advice. They did not say how severe the injury was. The fire marshal was called to the scene to investigate and will determine the official cause of the fire. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection was also notified and helped coordinate cleanup of the fuel spill. This Hummer did burn up like crazy. The fire comes as Tampa Bay officials urge people not to panic buy gasoline over fuel shortage concerns.
Are we back?
I think they said they were getting it fixed. So I think, you know, obviously we're taking a little bit of time to get the gas back since everybody grabbed it all. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no point in hoarding it. But when everybody hoarded it, that's what caused the problem. Funny how that works, you know?
You would have thought they would have just seen their stacks and stacks of toilet paper. And just said, huh, okay.
I think that was their motivation.
Let's relax.
We were out of toilet paper, so we'll be out of gas, too. Got to get it all.
Draven, what do you got for us?
Let's see. Oh, you know what? I do got you something. Famous announcer gets inducted into this tomorrow. All right. Sounds about right.
No. Don't like that.
Let's see. Vic Fangio says this about the quarterback situation.
So an update on the quarterback situation in Denver.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With Denver? Denver's quarterback situation?
Yeah.
He said it was 50. You know, you didn't. You we didn't. Yeah, I was about to say you didn't stop it. Didn't stop it.
I'll tell you, Bridgewater's there. I forgot. Oh, like, who was even there?
My laptop just froze.
I got one. If you need another one.
No, I want to see what he's got. Take the time. Take your time.
Hold on. Actually, I think I had something decent. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I told you guys about WNBA opening up tonight. I did get that right.
Yeah, you already hit that one for us. You've been on the show for how long now?
Didn't expect you to
make you do it.
Call on me.
Always be prepared.
That is true.
There was nothing worse than in the class when the teacher called on you and you didn't know where they were
man,
at in the book.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're just like, I don't know what to tell you.
I still need to find something.
Yeah, I can't talk about that for 6 more minutes.
You know, that's kind of old.
My goodness. Take your time.
Okay, I'll do this one. This NFL team compares their 2021 opponents to this.
Porn stars?
No.
That'd be something. Ran through this one.
They're comparing the LA Chargers, first of all. I don't know if you guys saw on Twitter. They did a thread as they compared their 2021 opponents to Pop-Tarts.
Okay. Cam, what do you got? Oh, my God. Are there 31? Are there 17 Pop-Tarts, 16 Pop-Tarts?
I mean, looks like it. They were doing some of
these. They need even less because they do.
Some of these are like
twice.
The opponents are different at home and on the road. Or are they the same? I guess
they kind of did some fake Pop-Tart brands. It looks like on here as well.
That defeats the purpose.
Let's go ahead, Cam.
Okay, I got friction grows between Canadians and this. Stop. Friction grows between Canadians and Beavers. You know, Canada has lots of beavers up there. I think it's on their money and stuff. They're all about their beavers. But
I got something way better. I got something way better.
Okay.
A breakdown of what animals you think you could beat in a fight unarmed.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Michael Jordan.
I put this out on Twitter one time. I asked somebody the biggest animal they think they could take.
Okay, well, biggest we'll have to get to, but the most common animal that both men and women think they can defeat in a fight unarmed is a rat, which I think is fair. Like, if it came down to it, like, I would stomp
the hell out of a rat.
Yeah,
you could get a
like,
rat.
I would just,
it may bite you a few times, but you'll get it down.
It bite me?
A rat?
If I had shoes on?
You may miss a couple times. And
if I missed, that'd be bad.
If it was attacking you and you had to beat it in a fight, like, it may get a couple bites in before you actually can put it down.
A house cat at 74% for men, 64% for women.
Okay.
The biggest discrepancy, or the next two, 71% of men, think they could kill a goose in a fight. where only 51% of women think they could beat a goose.
Aren't gooses kind of wild a little
They're
bit?
They're aggressive, man.
But what do they do to hurt you?
That is
they would just bite you, peck you, scratch at
goose
you.
Peck at you.
Yeah, but they couldn't
hit
really hurt
you with their
you
wings.
The bites, though, because they don't really have teeth, right?
You should be able to beat a goose in a fight.
Yeah,
just
grab
just
bring
be,
its neck, right? I mean,
yeah,
just bring
yeah,
its
you
neck.
Just pop, 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 pop.
Take it, yeah. You
just
neck,
grab the neck and slam it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would destroy a goose.
You could get a goose.
A woman could
be terrifying,
right? I mean,
yeah, it'd be terrifying, but you could do it.
The biggest discrepancy on the list is that this 60% of men think they could kill a medium-sized dog.
All right, I guess my question is,
I would be able to kill a medium-sized dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, eventually you just grab it and you just grab it and you kill it.
Yeah,
all day long, you flip a dog ass, just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, you should
That's
be able to get
pleasure.
One. That's
my pleasure. 39% of women. 30% of men think they could kill an eagle, which that's where I don't really know. I don't know
okay. That could be a little tough.
I don't think I could kill an eagle. I think it would get my hands. It's
you'd have to get
you.
It. Yeah, you'd have to get it to where, like.
Oof. Imagine trying to grab it. It's like this clawing in the eyes.
You seen how big, yeah, those talons are?
Yeah, that one would be tough. 23% of women think they could kill it. A large dog, 31% of men, 15% of women. I don't know how big the difference between medium and large is. Yeah. I mean. I still think if it
Going
came
like
down
Great
to it,
Dane.
I still think if it came down to it, I would get the dog and eventually get it on its back and choke it.
Yeah, I think I could kill it before it killed me.
Yeah,
if that's,
for sure.
Yeah, if that's the goal.
A king cobra? Nope.
Oh,
I'm not.
Oh,
how would you kill a king cobra? 23% of men. How would you kill it?
You'd have to smash its head or something.
Yeah,
but
I ain't got
like,
a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is it could get you. It could bite you before
no, king
you
cobra,
get in there.
No, that's terrible. A chimpanzee, 22%.
Oh no, you get smoked by a chimpanzee.
12% of women think they can kill a chimpanzee.
No way.
Which
a chip would throw.
It's surprising just because usually they're smarter than men. 22%. 17% think they could kill a kangaroo.
Kangaroo?
They're Maybe. Saying beat in a fight. I assume that means kill.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go scorecard.
Yeah.
A wolf. 16% of men. 9% of women think they could beat a wolf.
No, I don't think people realize how big wolves are.
Yeah.
A gorilla. 9% of men think they could kill a gorilla. Beat a gorilla in a fight.
With no weapons?
Yep.
These guys are insane. There's no way you're beating a gorilla in the fight.
The drive's up next.